This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. It was quite a weekend. Ann Arbor had the Art Fair. Ypsilanti put on Elvis Fest. The Faster Horses Country Music Festival took place at the Michigan International Speedway. And Mother Nature made a rather strong appearance, bringing high winds, thunderstorms, and significant damage in what is being characterized as the worst storm of the year. Joining us on the WEMU Live Line is DTE Energy Senior Vice President of Electric Distribution, Heather Rivard. And thank you so much for the time. I imagine you've had quite a weekend, too.
Yes, thank you for having us on. We have been working hard to restore customers all weekend.
At its worst, DTE had about 600,000 without power. Where are we now?
Yeah, we are at about 250,000 customers without power as of first thing this morning. So we restored about 350,000 of those who have been impacted.
I know there were about 750 workers that came from Georgia and New York to help with the restoration effort. Will more be coming over the next day and a half or two from other states to help finish up?
Yes, there are more crews on the way here, some that arrived late last night and some that are arriving here this morning, and that will bring the total to 750 workers.
At this point in the process, are there still some downed power lines that are live and of potential danger?
Yes, we have had a total of 2,500 wire downs reported since Friday. We have visited and addressed and taped off most of them to try to signal to people to stay away from those wire downs, but there are still several hundred that need to be repaired and or cut in the clear to completely remove the hazard.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with DT Energy's Heather Rivard. Obviously, the storms that hit our state and region over the weekend were quite severe, and no one controls the weather. What do you as a utility learn from storms like this about grid security and preventative efforts to minimize outages in future storms?
One of the biggest things that we've been working on for the last couple of years and will continue until we complete it over the next few years is tree trimming efforts. About two-thirds of the time that our customers are without power is related to either tree interference or trees coming down. So we have quite a significant investment in doing tree trimming work. We're a good chunk of the way through the program, but have a few years left before we would consider it completed. And so that's probably our biggest effort. In addition, we're investing close to $1 billion a year in upgrades to our overall infrastructure beyond just the tree trimming itself.
Heather, thank you so much for the time today and sharing the information, and we'll keep people posted as you keep us posted.
Thank you.
That is Heather Rivard, DTE Energy Senior Vice President of Electric Distribution. Stay tuned to WEMU for further updates on power outages and restoration efforts. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU.